Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe. And Brian, it was about 2 weeks of Stillwater when it came to the rumor mill surrounding the last of the Patriots' big three top free agents, Sebastian Vollmer. There had been virtually no conversation about his status at the start of free agency, but over the weekend, it sounds like the Patriots and Vollmer are close to a deal securing that offensive line.
It's a big move, an important move for the Patriots, because I think if Sebastian Vollmer moved on to another team, there would be some serious there'll be a serious hole at right tackle, because I don't know if they feel comfortable about Marcus Cannon there yet. Will Svitek is sort of a journeyman kind of guy, a depth guy. So locking in Vollmer, and now locking in Vollmer and Nate Solder as your tackles, I think it just solidifies that position. It brings continuity from 2012 into 2013. Everybody's still under contract, so it's an important piece. I think there are some concerns about Vollmer long-term. Medically, health-wise, he's missed games frequently for a variety of injuries, came into the league with some back concerns. So I think there might be some long-range concerns, but at least for this coming year, the following year, I think it's an important step for the Patriots and really one of the bigger holes that you figured they had as we got through the first week or 10 days of free agency.
Right. Definitely a little bit of concern among Pats fans, mm-hmm. I'm sure. Let's talk a little bit about what's ahead. The Patriots have re-signed Kyle Arrington, of course, Aqib Talib, and Marquise Cole, taking care of some of those secondary issues. We know the situation at wide receiver mm-hmm. with Wes Welker, Danny Amendola. So what's next? Where do the Patriots go from this point on?
Well, I'm thinking more on the defensive side, and I still think that there are quite a few veteran free agents available at defensive end and at cornerback, and I think the Patriots are going to pounce. John Abraham has been a name linked to the Patriots for about 2 weeks now, about a week and a half. He's still available. The fact that Elvis Dumervil signed with Baltimore could begin that domino going with the likes of OC Uemura, Abraham, Dwight Freeney. Would not be surprised at all if the Patriots bring one of those guys in to bolster the pass rush. And then at cornerback, I don't think the Patriots are satisfied with just re-signing the guys that you mentioned. I still think there's a need for some depth there, and guys like Nnamdi Asamoah, Brent Grimes, Antoine Winfield, I don't know which one would be the best fit or the perfect fit. Sometimes it's out of the blue, but I really think the Patriots are going to strongly consider at least one of those guys bolster the defensive backfield, because as we see year after year, there are injuries, there are different personnel concerns. I think they need depth there. I don't think there's going to be a whole lot more done on offense. I think they're going to be going with some lower-level free agents to fill in some gaps. Wouldn't be surprised if there's another wide receiver signed. Even a veteran running back, even a veteran tight end. Wouldn't be surprised about any of this. And I think we're going to see in the draft, we'll see with only those five picks, but I do think those undrafted free agents will fill in some blanks there as well.
I was going to say another way to bolster that secondary is with the draft coming up actually a month from today on April 25th, and we will begin our draft preview on Tuesday. So we'll have that to look forward to as well.
That's right. Every position will be covered.
That's
we don't
right.
know which position they're going to tackle in the first round, second round, third round, only five
right.
picks, but we we'll take care of every position.
We're just going to talk about all of them, because that's what we do in the offseason.
And if we're lucky or unlucky, the PFW guys will join us as
right.
well and talk about the
we'll
draft.
We'll be able to bring in their expertise upstairs.
Use your own perspective on if we're lucky or unlucky about that.
All right. Well, that'll wrap it up for right now from inside Gillette Stadium. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.